In Hong Kong's Lai Chi Kok neighbourhood, Hong navigates the challenges of being a small business owner in a city that he says feels unfamiliar after spending almost 2 years in jail for his role in the 2019 protests.
When I got arrested, I already had one child and my wife was about to give birth to our second baby. My arrest had gained public attention because I was a firefighter, a civil servant.
Their warehouse is just minutes away from the prison. He was jailed for illegal assembly and carrying a petrol bomb. With a criminal record, he can't return to his old job. In 2019, mass demonstrations swept through Hong Kong in protest against a proposed bill which would have allowed extraditions to the mainland. Many, including Hong, saw it as a sign of Beijing's growing control over the region.
When I took part in the protest, I knew that there was a risk of losing my job. But that was my least concern, as I could find another job.
In prison, he met fellow demonstrators Cloris and Bernard. Now the three import and sell fruit and are trying to rebuild their lives.
I think a pessimistic atmosphere is overshadowing Hong Kong now. Everyone is scared under this new Hong Kong.
Acts of defiance are now far more discreet.
While the mass protests are over, small signs of dissent remain, tucked away in alleyways and hidden corners of the city.
In 2020, Beijing introduced a new national security law for Hong Kong. While many said it marked a serious erosion in the city's democratic freedoms, others said drastic action was needed to return stability to the city.
I don't believe in violence. I don't believe in demonstration without purpose. At that stage, I cannot think of a better way than using the legislation tools to end this chaos and then move on to the new situation.
Hong Kong's new government is described by President Xi Jinping as being made up of what he calls patriots of China. Leonard says he's optimistic that President Xi and Hong Kong's new chief executive are managing the city's affairs well.
Our economy and our cultural living tie closely with mainland China in the past 20 years. So I think this is very good that President Xi Jinping continue to lead the nation. I think a lot of people question about the continuity of the power under special situation, especially now the international conflict and the trade war. Changing a leader is very dangerous to the country.
As President Xi looks set to lead China for years to come, an encouraging prospect for some is a fearsome one for others. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.